Here is Terry Bradshaw. Terry Bradshaw, he hates the idea of Aaron Rodgers playing for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
What do you think about possibly Aaron Rodgers being the quarterback?
That's a joke. He shouldn't. That is just, to me, is a joke. What are you going to bring him in for 1 year? Are you kidding me?
I mean, that's not the Steelers' way, right?
No, man, that guy needs to stay in California and go,
thank
go somewhere
you.
and chew on bark and, and whisper to the gods out there.
100%. These guys on the show, Mr. Bradshaw, know I'm not a fan of his. We've been around each other personally, and he was not a kind person.
He does not. I had to go over and introduce myself to him. He's not. I had to go, hey, Aaron, I'm Terry Bradshaw. I know he knows me, but I just felt like I better tell him who I am.
Yeah.
And not, you know, you walk in there and you get in his presence and you feel like it's going to start snowing. So.
That was Terry Bradshaw talking about Aaron Rodgers. And as you could hear, he is not too excited about the idea. I'm going to tell you something that you probably already know, but it's still worth mentioning nonetheless. The three most honest people are kids, drunk people, and old people.
Terry Bradshaw might be two of them in that clip.
They don't know how to tell a lie. You ask a six-year-old a question, they're going to tell you the truth. They don't have lying in them yet. Not about that kind of stuff. Sure, they might lie about, did you eat ice cream earlier? Did you break this thing? They might lie to you then. They ain't lying to you about what they seen. They ain't lying to you about what they heard. Kids are honest. What's the saying about drunk people? A drunk mind says sober thoughts. Drunk people, they gonna tell you the truth. It's truth serum. Old people, they gonna tell you the truth. They didn't live long enough. They don't care about the repercussions. They're gonna tell you the truth. I think that Terry Bradshaw is voicing how a lot of people feel in Pittsburgh about Aaron Rodgers. That is a proud organization. It's a proud franchise. Aaron Rodgers coming in here and thinking that he can do things his way and not adhere to what we are in Pittsburgh, that doesn't fly here. Terry Bradshaw is Mr. Pittsburgh Steeler. If you had a Mount Rushmore, his face is on it. He might be the most popular, the most famous. He certainly is in the shortlist conversation. He is that organization. The fact that Terry Bradshaw is not wrapping his arms around Aaron Rodgers in support should really tell you something. He doesn't see this as a torch pass thing. And I think a lot of that is just on how Aaron has kind of handled this offseason. I think we all know at some point it's going to come across our desk that Aaron Rodgers is the newest member of the Pittsburgh Steelers. We've been sitting here and waiting on that now for 2 months that news was going to come across. We still don't have it. They're starting OTAs, and there's still no clue of when Aaron Rodgers is going to be back. Now, maybe Aaron eventually just decides, I'm not going to play. What I actually think has happened is I think there's some kind of handshake agreement, and I think once we're done with all of this mandatory stuff, closer to the middle and end of July, I think that Aaron is then going to make the announcement that he's going to play for the Steelers, that they have sort of excused him from all of this. I think when he went on Pat McAfee a couple of weeks ago, he was basically telling us that. Now, I don't know what's going on in Aaron's personal life. I know we like to laugh and joke about the darkness retreat. He said he was going through something. I'm inclined to believe him. Maybe it's family issues. Maybe it's personal issues. I don't know what's going on with Aaron Rodgers. But maybe Aaron has just communicated to the Pittsburgh Steelers, hey, I'm committed to playing for you guys. I'm keeping my body in check. In July, let's follow up with each other, and I'll be ready to come play quarterback for you guys. I think they've reached some kind of agreement like that. But I also understand if you're Terry Bradshaw, if you're somebody looking at it through the Pittsburgh Steelers, this time matters. We're not talking about a guy who has been in this offense, been in this organization now for 13 years, and is taking the offseason to reflect. We're talking about somebody who is now joining his third separate team in 4 years. New playbook, new teammates, new city, new everything. And you think you can just show up at 40 years old in late July and play at a really high level? I mean, that seems like a really, really difficult thing to do. But it sounds like Aaron's going to try to do that. I do think Aaron's going to play this season with the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think everybody kind of thinks that. But at some point, you kind of got to show up and be the quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers. And at least so far, he has just made the decision that he is not going to be there for this portion of the NFL calendar.